What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, Big Q, alongside
Vernie B.
And we are in the beautiful city of where we at? Miami, Hollywood?
Hollywood, where we Florida. At?
Okay, yeah, so either way, Team Boy TV is away this week. As people probably saw earlier this week when I did the show with Glass earlier today, we did a live stream. And they kind of saw that I was, away in Florida. Been enjoying myself. Had a good time. Actually got a chance to watch the games because normally I'm working on Sunday and stuff. But I actually got to enjoy the games this.
Or was the games watching you?
I probably was watching me a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I went back and looked at some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I got the chance to absorb the games fully. Right?
Gotcha, you know what gotcha. I'm saying?
So did you enjoy the games?
I did enjoy the game. They were good. I had the surprise victory of my New York Giants.
Yes, you did, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
We're getting into all of that. You know, but I think that was good. We had some teams still undefeated, right?
Yep. It's 8 of them, actually.
Yep, and some of them who were undefeated are undefeated no more.
The Ravens went down.
Yeah, the Ravens went down. So, yeah, it was some weird. The Dallas Cowboys still undefeated.
Still undefeated.
Believe it or not, the 49ers are still undefeated.
49.
The Buffalo Bills are still undefeated.
Buffalo Bills.
You know what I'm saying?
Can you imagine?
The Packers are still undefeated.
Packers, really? Patriots.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so 8 of them.
Right. That is
Kansas
nuts.
City, of course.
That is nuts. Yeah. Of course, you guys know we're going to get into the picks a little bit later in the show.
The Lions.
The Lions are undefeated.
That's the one.
Until they win. I think they got the Packers this week, I think.
Do
I think they dream getting ready to get crushed, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Okay, right. We'll talk about that, too. But we'll get into the picks. Again, we want to thank everybody who's been following the podcast. And you know, it seems like this audio format, people seem to like this a lot.
That's cool. Right? I like it.
I guess every once in a while we can, you know, do a video or a lounge. Maybe some special happen, we'll do a video maybe do a live or something
working.
Like that.
I love it.
This podcast is good. It's easy to produce. It's good stuff.
Yeah, good.
But thanks for everybody who check it out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts.
Whatever cast.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Right.
Right,
it's everywhere. But if you like the podcast, wherever you listen to it, go ahead and click like, go ahead and hit subscribe so you can always get the latest episode. And again, guys, you can leave a voice message so we can talk about...
Yeah, man, we want to hear your feedback.
We definitely want to hear your feedback. Talk to us. Let us know. Link is in the description of every podcast that we post. What story you want to take care of first today?
Ooh, let's talk about Antonio Brown.
Oh, man. So it appears that Antonio Brown is wanting to retire from NFL. That's what it looked like, right? You know?
I can't laugh at it.
You know, it's funny.
It's really not. It's sad.
It is hilarious to me.
It is sad that this man has lost over $30 million from being a complete clown.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many times people say, you know, mental health, and people want to pass it off like it's a joke.
Yeah.
Mental health is, this man needs some clinical treatment.
Yeah.
Because something is wrong with him. We saw a video of you running around talking about, oh, I'm freed, like you were some slave on the plantation, mm-hmm. and you go into the Patriots. You are in the prime opportunity.
Yeah.
Everyone thought, oh, he done lucked up. Look, this was his plan all along.
Yeah.
Now, this dude, 2 minutes into this thing, and he's gone from there.
Yeah.
I mean, and no bonus money. So, all total, you have $158,000 for the year.
It's wild. So I went and I dug up his little tweet storm, right? I got a capture.
Okay.
So we all heard about the one that he put up. It says, at AB84, will not be playing in the NFL anymore. These owners can cancel deals, do whatever they want at any time. We will see if the NFLPA will hold them accountable. Said they can just void guarantees anytime. Going on $40 million 2 months. We'll see if they pay up. So let's address that one first, right? Okay. So he said a couple things. At first, he need to learn how to use punctuation on social media. You know, I think people take them a little bit more seriously. If you're going to be tagging big-time people like the NFL and the NFLPA
right.
in your tweets, you probably need to use proper pronunciation. But that's different. That's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what he said. He said he didn't want to play no more because he don't like the rules the way they set up. That, you know, that they say they're going to give you guaranteed money, but then when you act a fool, they don't give you the guaranteed money. So what he's saying in this tweet...
That is a clause in there, right?
Right.
You act a fool, we don't owe you.
Well, what he's saying in this tweet is that guaranteed money is guaranteed money, and the guaranteed money allows him to act the fool, and he's upset because they didn't follow through.
They don't owe him guaranteed money because they released him in time that they don't have to pay the guarantee.
He violated the we got fined that violated in Oakland when he missed the practices because of the stupid feet thing.
Right.
That led to him getting fined, which led to him
He was beefing about a helmet.
Right.
Okay, he was grandfathered in. There was still a time limit on those that were grandfathered in.
Yeah.
So let go of the helmet and get a new helmet, dude.
And so since he didn't play a single game with the Raiders, they don't owe him nothing, right? So now New England, they did play him. He played in the game.
Right.
Now, I don't know what's going on with the signing bonus I got.
Well, here's the thing. Let's answer some questions. Did you know that there was a civil suit when you signed with the New England Patriots? Did you know that women were going to come forward saying that you ejaculated on their back and tried to do all this and all that?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they knew, obviously.
So,
right? So
I don't want to hear it.
My
heart is not bleeding for you.
So they're going to pay him his money, right? They're going to pay him
I don't think so.
They're going to pay him his money that he earned for that playing that one game, which totals to be
$153,333,
right? Okay. So it says Brown undoubtedly will file a grievance aimed at getting the $9 million, along with a balance of his $1 million guaranteed salary. As explained on Sunday, his minimum pay for the Patriots will be $283,333. That was just for him playing in that one game. So he is going to file a grievance to try to get his money. They said they don't own that. So
I agree. They don't own him nothing. He needs to sit down and take football off the plate and get some mental health.
He does. Before all of that, though, that's the thing that kind of got me messed up, right? So, remember them tweets we was talking about last week? We couldn't find out where they came from. So, basically, he went after the Patriots owner, which just did him a favor by bringing him onto his team, which they didn't need to do all that.
Right.
They was doing him a favor, looking out for him.
Right. But they deserve some heat, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, but he goes on Twitter and says, oh, Kraft got caught in the parlor. AB speculations. Fired. Different strokes, different folks, clearly. So that's a tweet he had against Robert Kraft. Then he goes on to go after Ben Roethlisberger. He does a screen cap of a headline from CBS News. Steelers QB investigated in sexual assault. AB tweets, 4 games for Big Ben, crazy world. I'm done with it, right? So then he didn't stop there, right? He took another clipping from a website that says TV analyst and former NFL tight end Shannon Sharp has reportedly decided to step aside from his analyst gig at CBS Sports after a woman accused him of sexually assaulting her and threatening her. This is what AB tweeted. Shannon Sharp, the funny guy on TV, still after this. So, he went after some big names. You know what I'm saying?
And so that's the whole problem. So let's just say all of that is true, right?
Those
headlines were true. Some of the allegations are true, right? Why does that excuse your behavior?
That's the first thing.
So because someone else did something, now your bad misconduct gets excused too? Wrong is wrong. So I don't care how it was addressed.
I think AB is saying, okay, Robert Kraft got caught with his pants down. Okay, similar things were accused of Ben Roethlisberger and Shannon Sharp. But nothing, Shannon Sharp wasn't playing at the time, obviously.
Right.
And there was a 4-game suspension on Big Ben, which I think was a settlement between, you know, him, the girl, and the league, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, it is what it is. Like, you know, Ben was dirty somewhere in there.
Right.
He did something to that girl.
Yes, he
did. You know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. right? But I feel where he's coming from is with the Big Ben thing and the Robert Kraft thing. Like, I kind of feel where he's coming from. Like, they did similar things. I mean, nobody's saying that Antonio Brown did anything.
Listen,
there's no proof.
Listen, Robert Kraft didn't attack anybody. He paid somebody.
Right.
So there was a mutual arrangement. Let's take him out of the picture.
Yeah.
Big Ben did something that was wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
How has his conduct been since then in terms of that kind of thing?
Well, I get that part. So you saying Antonio Brown, they made his case better after the allegations came out, because when allegations came out,
now he's bullying these women, sending tweets, talking about this woman's kids, all this foolishness.
Yeah.
You done gone too far, dude. Right.
So he whining and complaining that Ben only got 4 games when, you know, he ended up losing his whole job and his old guaranteed money. The whole 9, right? he lost everything. And, you know, and I get where he coming from, but he is wrong. You know what I'm saying?
He needs to sit down.
Yeah, he needs to sit down. But, you know.
And then he's re-enrolled back in college. Maybe that will help him.
I think,
because on campus, they have a lot of services for counseling and help. He needs to take full access of all that stuff.
Well, he got a lot of time on his hands.
He got a lot of time on his hands. Use it wisely.
He ain't going to practice. He ain't playing no games.
Use it wisely.
You know, he just don't hit the club. Just look, I think you're taking the right step, you know?
We'll see.
We'll see, right?
We'll see.
But
because he is a clown.
He is a clown. So let's go. Let's light the mood up, because I got some I told you so's.
Whatever.
I got something I told you so.
Whatever.
I distinctly recall the very first show we recorded.
Yes, I remember.
Yo, you remember this. Good. I'm glad you do. Yeah. So I remember me saying, I think the conversation went sort of like this. I'm paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing.
Time he write, boy, he blow like a mother.
I am boycotting the New York Giants, and I am rooting for the Cleveland Browns, and another certain debonair handsome fella said, "Oh, I think you're gonna be singing Daniel Jones praises by week 5." Here we are at the end of week 3, going into week 4, and I recall, the audience don't know this, but I was there. I recall you in this hotel room jumping up and down and yelling and screaming at the TV for Daniel Jones. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there for the world to know about it. You know, you were nigging on what you said early in the season. And I knew you was going to do it. Because did I tell you that? What did I tell you?
I'm a Giants fan, always have been. I was boycotting some of the moves that they decided to make in this offseason because I thought they were utterly ridiculous. No.
Talk about the Daniel Jones part. That's the part you're leaving out.
Listen. I had no faith in Daniel Jones whatsoever. No faith. Mm-hmm. But I must admit, he looks like Eli 2.0.
Except he can do one thing that Eli never could.
He can run. But we have seen occasions where Eli has tried, and effort is worth a lot.
I mean, you know, when you're moving at Mach negative 12, I'm saying, you know.
Listen.
Like running through some marshmallows or something.
It's taking it. Like a class act, like I know
absolutely.
He would.
Absolutely.
Because that's how this man is made.
And you know what? And honestly, I think Eli sat back and said, you know what? My legacy done got tainted a little bit with my consecutive... Well, you know, he don't want two Super Bowls. Let's talk about that first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he defeated a team that was on the verge of going undefeated and winning everything whole entire season.
And that's enough.
He won that. You know, he also beat that same team when everybody was... They were on the verge of becoming a dynasty or whatever the case may be. In fact... His team, him, and the Giants have been the only team that's been able to beat this dynasty version of the New England Patriots ever. Nobody else has been able to beat what the Eagles did, right? So, but the New York Giants did it first. They did it twice before the Eagles did, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's part of his legacy. The consecutive game streak was also a part of his legacy.
Yeah,
they kind of messed him up on that, but he still got a nice number. Right, I think he's still number 2 all time.
Yeah, I think he is after Brett Favre.
Oh, that ain't nothing. I mean, look, either way, Eli Manning goes into the Hall of Fame.
Goes into the Hall of Fame. Listen, you know, because I just love Eli. He's my quarterback. It's hard for me to see his decline.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest. When I kept saying they want to blame Eli,
right.
But it's other factors. Mm-hmm. And then you insert Daniel Jones and you come out with a win.
Right.
And you got them same factors, players.
It wasn't that Eli was a worse quarterback than a rookie.
No.
It was just what I said last week. It's sometimes when you make a change like that, the team rallied. And, you know, sometimes that happens. We've seen it before.
True, but I think that's sad. That they needed someone to lose their job pretty much to rally.
I don't think it was like losing his job. I think everybody
was lying?
I think everybody in that... Well, Eli still played a part. I don't know if I know you watched the game. You saw Eli was celebrating as hard as everybody else was.
And coaching Daniel
And he was celebrating for Daniel Jones.
He
was clapping for Daniel Jones. He wasn't sitting, you know, mean mugging about what happened.
No, not
because
at all.
This is the last part of his legacy.
Right.
He wanted to see Daniel Jones do well.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because that's his legacy now.
If the Giants can do something in the next 2 years while Eli's still on staff, and they can do something and Eli can be a part of it but not being actually on the field, which is his calling probably anyway. You know,
but David Gettleman needs to get them an offensive line,
and we
need some receivers.
Yeah.
I know Golden Tate comes back, but I didn't think he was spectacular anyway. Right.
Well, he definitely helped though.
Yeah, he will help. Yeah,
he can definitely help. You know, and then of course we got Barkley going out, who's going to be out for a little bit.
4 to 8 weeks. So, but
I think he'll probably be back sooner than that.
That's another concern.
But you know what?
I wanted to talk about.
What's that?
Go ahead, finish up.
I think that either way, even with Barkley being out. Just the energy that team had, you know, with that win. I think it'll carry. I think it'll carry. We'll see.
We'll see who's up next. Yeah. I last week I went in on Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah.
And I really have to step back and give him a little bit of credit.
Yeah.
You know, because he wanted to trade And yeah, he went out there that night against Tennessee, and he played his butt off.
Because you know why?
Like, he didn't ask for nothing.
Because most people, when they're in a situation, like, everybody would want to talk about Le'Veon Bell. He was wanting money, and he was worrying about the wear and tear that was put on his body, and he didn't feel like it was fair because, you know, put the cap on franchise tag. I get it. Completely understandable. Jalen, that's not his argument. He don't like what they're doing.
Right.
He feel like what they're doing is a recipe for disaster, which he's right.
Right.
He know what he's talking about.
Right.
Whatever they're running, it ain't working. Right. And he know it. And so his argument is completely different.
Right. And like I said, I don't have any problem with him wanting to be traded. I feel like the wear and tear that they put on their body in the NFL, they have a right to pick where they play. That's just how I feel.
Absolutely.
But I guess what I didn't like was the way it seemed. I thought, oh, here's another player.
Right.
With money and so forth, and he's not.
Yeah.
And then it's what I found interesting was that everyone is saying that him and the coach kind of squared it away, that, you know, they're cool.
Yeah.
But he's talking about the leadership from up top that he doesn't care
for. He don't like.
He had a meeting, and he was like, okay, well, I'm out.
Yeah.
And listen, he's got all 100% right to feel that
Absolutely.
Way. But he still came to play and support his teammates and showed up as a true professional.
Because his argument is not him whining about money.
Right.
It's different.
Right.
So now he still feel like he got to prove that he is who they say he is.
Right.
You're the top corner in the league, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And if you're looking for a trade, you still got to
show up.
You can't come in there like, oh, since I'm disgruntled, I'm not going to show up.
Right.
Then ain't nobody going to want to give you, you know, I mean, like, again, it ain't about money for him.
Right. Because, then he called and said he had the flu. He was sick.
Yeah.
People want to make it seem like, oh, he got the flu. He ain't practicing. And it, you know,
whatever. He was throwing up all over the place.
He was really sick.
Yeah, you know.
So, I don't got no problem with Jalen. I had to walk back my comments from last week.
Jalen going to be all right. I'm telling you, if Jalen land on that Chiefs team, he going to be in good shape.
Yeah.
But
he actually goes is pretty much.
Yeah, but if we go to the Chiefs, he got a shot at the Super Bowl.
That's true.
So that's who.
Well, and the Chiefs could use him desperately.
Oh, they can.
That's going to be their stop of them getting to the Super Bowl with their defense. Yeah. It's just horrible.
It is horrible. It is pretty bad. I was going on about, like, everybody was jumping on Mitch Trubisky's case last week, and I was telling everybody to get off Mitch Trubisky's back, even though, you know, his defense carried him.
Let's not get crazy.
But what I love about it is that they gave Mitchell all these chances with the football. And he made it work.
He did.
So
he
I mean, like, you know, so you got to give him props for that.
Yeah, I mean,
you
know? Who's the dude in Washington? What's his name? The quarterback?
Case Keenum.
Yeah, he's gonna get Gruden fired.
He's gonna get Gruden fired. Now, they said they're not gonna make a change at the quarterback. That's what Jay Gruden said today.
They're going to, because they're gonna first make a change at the Jay Gruden spot. Right. Then whoever comes in is gonna make a change at the quarterback.
So Jay Gruden can stand his ground all he wants to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not until he leaves.
So the problem is they prepared for a backup for Alex Smith.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't prepare a backup. Well, they got a rookie. And they said they didn't want to play the rookie, Dwayne Haskins. But it looked like because I'm telling you, things getting ready, it's going to roll down here, I think.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you don't have any opportunity to really win, why are you not playing to do that?
They 0-3. At 0-3, your season is pretty much in jeopardy.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. It's 16 games. You done lost three of them already.
Right, you know. And I mean, if they catch another L next week, I got a feeling it's over for Gruden.
Right.
I got a feeling that they gonna can him. Now I don't know who they got waiting in the wings. I have no idea. But I think it's gonna happen though. And I don't think Case Keenum made that decision, you know, harder at all, because his performance was atrocious. You know.
I mean, it was 5 turnovers.
Yeah, but you know what? That's just what I was telling Glass about that. I was like, I know the dude turned the ball over 5 times. It was 3 interceptions, 2 fumbles. I get that, right?
Right.
Them fumbles, well, one of them with the dive over the top, that was Keenum's fault, right? But, you know, the strip sack fumble deal, I mean, you're going, Khalil, and I mean, well, who came at it, came after
Khalil
that?
Khalil Mack got him a few times, and the other guy, what's his name
Oh, Danny Trevathan and all that.
Trevathan,
yeah, so that right there, okay, I'm going to take that one off, though, because that defense was ferocious, right? But interceptions, though, I can never really, really, really excuse an interception, except for this time, because I thought that Jay Gruden or whoever does the offensive play calling for the Washington team, I thought the play calling was rough, and I thought they put the Case Keenum in some bad situations. That's what I thought. Now, granted, you get it, you put somebody else in that same situation, like a Drew Brees or somebody, they're going to improvise. They're not going to just, oh, it's, you know, you, the hot runner's the flat.
You know, like, Case Keenum ain't improvise.
Right. So he's going to follow the play through regardless. That, you know, and the picks were just clean picks, right? Clean picks. And,
no, there was one that was like, why did he throw that?
Right. You know what I mean? So, it's so weird to me.
I mean,
I'm
it's
Case Keenum. Case Keenum.
What did you expect?
Right.
Like, that's the only thing that I say. It's Case Keenum. It's but not the, like it's, you know, this all-star quarterback.
Right, going into that game, he hadn't thrown a single interception. And he put three on the board last night, which was, you know. So there's that. You know what I mean? So there's that. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else was there. I wanted to, my Carolina Panthers won, right, with the change at quarterback.
Yeah.
Which we kind of expected. We kind of expected that to happen.
Cam is hurt.
So. Right, and I ain't saying that Allen kid is an upgrade from Cam. I just think it's different. Cam is hurt. And the hurt Cam is a no good.
He's useless, right? Because he can't be free with his play style.
Absolutely. So
we get it.
You know, it makes sense. And they got, I forget who they got. Well, we'll talk about who they got next this week. But the kid's going to get ready to face a challenge here. So we'll see. What he got in the tank. Where are they going to games? I was like, where are the games at? See what our picks look like this week. Okay.
Oh, by the way, who was number one in the Pick'em League today?
Oh, I think you was the Pick'em League.
Oh, did I win this week?
And for, you know, it's cool, though. You know, my picks did get a little bit better, but, you know. I think this week I'm coming around the bend, right?
Okay.
Coming around it, because I think you went from somewhere to, I think you had like 8 now, I think. I don't know. I have to look at it again. Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. 3-0 Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Host the Philadelphia Eagles coming into Lambeau. They're 1-2. Now, Philly, they didn't have DeSean Jackson last week. I think he cleared this week. Somewhat, he might be clear to go. I know the Packers are at home, and I'm gonna go ahead and do this now and get it out the way early because I already told Glass about it earlier. Because we wanted to figure out who was going to come out of week 4 still undefeated, and it won't be the Green Bay Packers. I think the Eagles are gonna go ahead and drop an L on them, and I'm going with the Eagles this week.
You know, I actually am going with the Eagles too. I think they hand Green Bay day first.
Okay, sound good to me.
Yeah,
I like it. Okay, this is the one that you're gonna like. We got Washington going up to the Meadowlands, take on the New York Giants, who are 1-2. The Washington team is 0-3, and luckily for New York, this is good for them. They got a nice little spark last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, whose kicker pretty much gave the game to the Giants. But a spark is a spark, no matter how you get it, right?
No matter how you get it.
Now, I know the Giants going to limp into this game without they start running back, but I believe they'll improvise. And Washington's defense looked so bad last night, and it's a short week for them, right? I like the Giants, the home team. I see them going 2-2, and they improved their record to .500 going into the first month of the season. Well, I like the New York Giants. This will be the fourth consecutive week
you picked the Giants.
That I picked the Giants.
This is going to be the first week that I picked the Giants.
Okay.
Only because I saw that performance they put on against Chicago.
Yeah.
But it nerves me because we don't nearly have no defense close resembling anything close to Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I do think that Adrian Peterson can get some yards in this game against the Giants. But I do believe in momentum.
Yeah.
And we're home.
Yeah.
So I'm going Giants.
So the Dolphins have become the
joke of the NFL.
The joke, laughing stock, whipping boys of the NFL. And the Chargers have been on a 2-game slide. I think this is where the Chargers right the ship.
Yep.
They go into Miami, and they're going to make Miami Dolphins 0-4, which is going to cause 2 firings this week. We're going to see, Matt LaFleur may not. It's a LaFleur. It ain't LaFleur. LaFleur is in Green Bay. Who is the guy? It's a new guy. It's a new dude in Miami. It's his first year. I don't know.
It's not Gase.
No, I guess it's a new
Gase
guy.
Gase is in Jets.
I forget what it was, but I don't know if they would fire him. First year coach,
and
he only been playing for 4 games, so
yeah,
I don't know if he'll get fired.
He won't get fired.
I don't think he'll get fired.
We'll continue to laugh at that.
Okay, okay, so they'd be 0-4.
So far,
they're the new Cleveland Browns,
right? We're all the same.
Okay,
let's go.
All right, the 1-2 Oakland Raiders go into Indianapolis, who are 2-1. Surprisingly, the Colts actually are doing okay this season, and the Raiders are not doing as well as they hoped. Well, actually, at the beginning, even when they had Antonio Brown, I didn't think that was going to be that big of a threat in their division. And every time I pick against the Colts, I get burned. I'm going to go with the home team this week. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say the Colts win against the Raiders
this and week. I'm going to say that the Raiders win. I think they squeaked this one out.
Okay. All right. So here's the hardest game so far this week for me. After all the rallying and everything from last week with the Carolina Panthers, mm-hmm. they go on the road to Houston this week. You know, and man, it don't look good for Carolina. They're coming in as the super underdogs in this game. You know, normally, actually, I think the Texans are definitely got way more weapons than Carolina has. But Carolina, they're rolling them on minimum. I'm gonna pick my Panthers. I didn't pick them week one, and I'm gonna make up for it because I'm gonna pick them this week. I'm gonna pick the road team to go in and get that one done. That was gonna be a hard one though.
It's going to be a hard one, but I'm going with the Panthers, too. Yeah. I think your defense is going to help you out, and I think this guy has provided a spark. Yeah. And that little boy McCaffrey, he can run, boy.
Yeah. And I actually like Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore. Our wide receivers are pretty good. Yeah. They're pretty fast. I just think them all those guys, McCaffrey, Samuels, and Moore, they just so light. Every time they get hit, I'm thinking they're going to get hurt. They're not guys who can take big hits like that. This is a no brainer here. We got the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs going into Detroit, who is 2-0-1. Now the Lions.
Okay, I thought the Lions were undefeated.
Well, technically they are. They haven't lost the game.
So they tied.
They tied with Arizona.
Get out of here. Chief, you're tying with Arizona. Shame on you. Right. You can't even put y'all in the undefeated conference.
Right. Well,
I
didn't know
that.
Technically,
they are. Realize that they would get out of
here. They haven't lost the game. Okay.
They haven't lost the game.
Boo.
Okay,
so we got a battle of some undefeateds here.
Uh huh.
Because the New England Patriots going up against the paper undefeated Buffalo Bills, right? Unless something crazy happened. Because, you know, this is what I was telling Glass. First of all, the Buffalo Bills, I don't know how they get to be 3-0. I don't even know how this happened, right?
They play the Giants.
Okay, they play the Jets, and they play the Dolphins?
I think so.
Oh, okay. So that makes sense. But they're gonna get mopped up by the Patriots. So they won't be undefeated no more.
Now, if there's any game that I would love to see an upset.
That would be the one, right?
This is it.
That would be the one.
Yeah, I would.
But unfortunately, the upset's coming in this next game.
Oh, the Bills played the Bengals.
Oh, well, okay. So that makes sense.
So still the same difference.
Yeah. So, well, anyway, I'm going with the Patriots. You
I got the Patriots.
Okay, now, I believe that upset you speak of this week is going to come in this game, though. So, we got the Cleveland Browns going into Baltimore to take on the Ravens, right? Started out hot. They dropped that game last week, you know, against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Browns are 1-2. Freddie Kitchens is under a lot of fire. You know, they talking a lot of, you know, he talking about he want to take all the blame. If you want to blame somebody, blame me, all this nonsense. I don't think I'm going to say it. I like the Browns, and I like everything they got going on, but I like the Browns when they were under Greg Williams.
Yeah.
And the Browns staff, when they decided not to give Williams that job and give it to Freddie Kitchens, I think they messed up.
I think right? so, too.
But hopefully, that. You know, because I'm tired of seeing Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham coming with these excuses, talking about, oh, it's, you know, everybody want to take the blame. No, win the game. That's what I want you to do. So I'm picking the Browns to beat the Ravens.
Oh, wow.
In Baltimore.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow, now that must be like an upset alert you're trying to do.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I told you.
Okay. So yeah. I have the Ravens.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tennessee, 1-2, going to Atlanta, 1-2. Atlanta sucks this year. Actually, Tennessee put that whopping on the Cleveland Browns in week one, and they ain't won nothing since.
And
I keep on picking the Titans because I want to see them do what they did in week one.
Oh.
Now they're going to Atlanta, and I don't think they're going to be able to get it done in Atlanta. Uh-uh. So I'm going with Atlanta. Okay, here's another molly whopping getting ready to come. But you know what? I don't know. The Bucks have been hanging in there and with people. But they're going up against the Rams. The Rams struggled with Carolina in week one. But they finally got it together in week two and three. They're still undefeated right now, and I think they remain. I think they at home against the Bucks.
Yeah,
I like the Rams.
You know, I like the Rams.
Okay, because the Buccaneers got kicking problems. They need to take care of that.
They got quarterback problems, too.
Yeah, but that's a given. Everybody know that, right? Okay. So we got the technically winless Arizona Cardinals, but because
they have the tie.
Because they have a tie, right? So they 0-2-1, mm-hmm. right? The divisional game at home against the Seattle Seahawks. They you know what? I don't want to keep beating the dead horse, but I think whoever is running things out there in Arizona ought to be ashamed of themselves.
You know, you had a coach come in there for 1 year and they fired this guy.
Yeah.
After 1 year.
Yeah.
You let him draft a quarterback. You drafted this number one quarterback, whatever mm-hmm. you use for him. You
got this number one overall.
Yeah, okay. Then you fired him. Then the next year you go and you do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what Cleveland did for years.
They fired somebody,
and you get some new quarterback.
Yep.
So you got to let things grow and develop. Do. I know everybody wants instant gratification, but that's not just the way it
Arizona
happens.
Arizona is looking like the new Cleveland Browns.
You don't
right now.
Re-up anywhere else, but you keep switching out coaches and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, because before Rosen, I mean, the list of quarterbacks is actually kind of, it reminds me.
What happened was Bruce Arians retired from there,
mm-hmm.
and they weren't ready for it, and right. they didn't recover properly.
They sure enough did. And Cliff Kingsbury, I'm not a fan, but him and Kyler Murray are going to be linked together, just like Ron uh-huh. Rivera and Cam Newton are linked
yep.
together. And if one go, the other one's going to follow right behind him. So, yep. When Kyler Murray just ain't getting the job done for me.
At all.
I feel like number one, like, I definitely think the little kid got some skills.
He got a lot of heart.
And he definitely got a lot of heart.
But he's a tiny little thing.
I just don't think he got what it takes to play in this league.
Oh, he's a tiny little thing.
Yeah, man.
I think I got an inch on him.
And he gets popped hard, too.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Is there a bye week?
There is a bye this week.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
The 49ers, right?
I think so, yes. Okay. We have the Denver Broncos who are, oh my God, Glass failed to mention this to me today. His team is 0-3. They hosted the Jacksonville Jaguars. Oh my goodness. I believe that the Broncos are going to remit. Look, they're at home. This is a good chance for them to rally.
There is, but I mean, they have Flacco. And that's the reason why he was sent from Boston.
They've been having quarterback issues ever since that uh-huh. Super Bowl, man.
And it's a daggone shame that you have one of the greatest quarterbacks as the general.
I know.
Manager.
And,
this man can't get a quarterback.
He can't get a quarterback, dog. It's
terrible.
It is amazing.
I'm going Jacksonville.
I'm going Jacksonville too. Road team, it is right there. This one right here is going to be a divisional matchup for the ages here. 2-1 on both teams. Minnesota Vikings going into Chicago.
Oh, I'm going Chicago.
Chicago's the home team. The Vikings got a lot of energy, but the Bears defense does too. And I think as long as that defense keep on showing up the way they're showing up, that team going to be hard to beat. I'm going with the Chicago Bears in this one as well. Here's another good one. This is going to be a doozy as well. The undefeated Dallas Cowboys go into the Mercedes-Benz Superdome in New Orleans to take on the Teddy Bridgewater-led Saints, 2-1.
I think they get their first L.
I think so, too. I think the Cowboys are going to go in there because they already feeling themselves a little bit right now. They will get smacked by Teddy Bridgewater and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. They what time it is, yeah. right?
I mean, this is going to be their first test.
Oh, yeah. And it's on prime time, too. Sunday night football.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, who has the Monday night game?
So, the Monday night game is going to be a snooze fest between the winless Bengals against the winless Steelers.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The Steelers are
getting the Steelers are probably...
They got no choice.
They'll get their first win, right? Yeah. And San Francisco is on the bye, and the New York Jets are on the bye.
Okay.
So one team is undefeated, the other one is winless.
Wow.
Yeah.
So okay.
That's what that is, right?
Another good week of football.
Good week of football. So we just two games short. Well, one game short. We're just one game short this
mm-hmm.
week. So, that's fine. I mean, I don't think we're even going to miss that one game. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I just think that Monday Nighter is going to be a snooze fest. And I'm telling you, like, for that to be a primetime game, I think the NFL will come under a lot of...
that the Steelers would be playing better than what they are.
Right. I
think Big Ben is hurt, yeah. So... You know.
And that game might get flexed out. I don't even know.
And what's the dude's name? Rudolph? Who's that?
So... They might get flexed out, but I don't know who they can get flexed out with. Maybe they switch up with the Chiefs. I don't know. But, no, because they can't really do that because that's on a Monday. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I guess it's stuck there then. Yeah. Well, that's the this week's picks. I feel good about these. I think these ones going to get me back right because, you know, Glenn's having a rough year. And the reason why is because his team suck right now. So I think we keep him on the bottom. And you know, and everybody's going to rise to the top. But I think it's good, though. Everybody doing good in the Pick'em League. I think this year's players are kind of cool.
I don't know. We got a few more ladies this year, too. Yeah. So that's what's up. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So that's our show for this week. All right. I'm going to go ahead and throw these picks up. Y'all guys check them out. If you agree with them, disagree with them, you know what you can do. Hit us up on Twitter. You can hit me up at TeamBoyTV, and you can hear her up at
BernieB73.
Yep, and you can let us know how you feel about it. Also, you can leave your little voice message. Go ahead and click the little button, leave your voice message, say, oh, Big Q, your picks suck, whatever. It's all good. Or you can say, oh, my God, that dude Big Q is a genius. However you want to do it, it's all good. Right, just leave a message, let us know. We'll discuss it on next week's show. Anything you want to add?
No, I am good. All right. Ready for some football.
All right, then. That's going to do it for us. We are out of here.
Peace.
Peace.